You are listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. My name's Nick Healy, going to be with you until right up until 9 o'clock on this Monday morning.
2SER Breakfast.
Well, she's known as the Tenacious. 65 metres of beautiful, classic, wooden, tall ship with one very, very unusual defining feature. She's completely modern, just 17 years old, and designed from the ground up to be operated by people living with a disability. She's run by the Jubilee Sailing Trust, and on the 11th of this month, the Tenacious will be leaving Sydney, making a voyage down to Melbourne. Peter Mitchell is the Pacific Regional Manager of the Jubilee Sailing Trust. Peter, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, look, it's an absolute pleasure to talk about this. Give me a little bit of the history of the Tenacious.
Fundamentally, as you mentioned, she was built 17 years ago. We actually took the Jubilee Sailing Trust's mission onshore. She was built by 1,500 volunteers over a four-year period, and about half of those volunteers were living with a disability. So she was actually built in the way that she is now used on an ongoing basis. She was built from the ground up, specifically so that people living with a disability could be an active part of the crew. It's not to say that it's a ship that's sailed just by people with living with disabilities, or that it's an activity just for people living with disability. It's actually an activity for everyone that includes people. People with, you know, whatever they live with, whether it be disability, economic disadvantage, able-bodied, wealthy, poor, doesn't matter. All walks of life are brought together in the one environment. I was going to say that in terms of what makes Tenacious slightly different to other ships, there are features, things like there are 6 wheelchair lifts throughout the ship. So somebody who's a wheelchair user can get themselves out of their bunk, get themselves up to their watch where they might be steering the ship across the Pacific Ocean or wherever it might be. And if somebody happened to be blind, for instance, there are little rails that run along a wooden ridge that runs along the center of the deck all the way around the ship. And on handrails all around the ship, there are little arrows to tell you that you are safely in the center of the deck and that you're either pointing towards the bow or the stern. If you are steering the ship and you happen to be vision impaired, that's no worries either. We'll have a professional navigator that will be telling you the direction to sail in, but you will then follow a speaking compass. There's all sorts of different things. We can actually take a wheelchair user up into the crow's nest, the platform's up the mast. So you are an active member of the crew, regardless of what your abilities are.
It sounds like an incredible engineering feat to even get something like that to work, but it's not the only tall ship run by Jubilee, is it?
No, we have another one. We have Lord Nelson. Hopefully she'll be down in this part of the world probably 2019, 2020, in time for Cook's 250th anniversary. But we run the two ships, and hopefully we will we'll be successful enough to keep the fleet going and to build that over the years. So hopefully end up with a dedicated ship for Australia, perhaps.
That would be absolutely amazing, because I do think, unless I'm getting this wrong, this might be one of the last voyages of Tenacious down our area.
Yes, indeed. We sail on the 11th from Sydney to Melbourne, and then we have a short 7-day Melbourne round trip, sort of out into Bass Strait, have a look at King Island or Wilson's Prom or somewhere, and then back to Melbourne, and then we start the long voyage home. So there's some very exciting voyages then. We will start off by going to Auckland, and then we'll go round Cape Horn to the Falkland Islands. We'll actually become official Cape Horners on that voyage. If you sail around Cape Horn down to, I think it's latitude 50, and then back up around the other side of Cape Horn without the use of engines, then you become an official Cape Horner. So we're aiming to do that. And I can tell you that there are less people that have done that than have climbed Mount Everest.
Wow.
Yep. And on that voyage, up to half the crew will be living with a disability.
Now, what was the impetus for Jubilee to kind of kick off and start doing these voyages?
Fundamentally, it was a chap about 40 years ago who he was looking after a whole load of kids with disability, and he watched his friends' children growing up and playing around in little boats. You know, many of us will have grown up seeing kids playing in dinghies and you know, beach boats, effectively. And you watch people grow in stature. Their self-confidence is raised. Their self-esteem shines from basically being in an environment that's a safe risk environment. So he then looked at what are possible vehicles that he could use to try and create that same same builder of self-confidence for his charges, and ended up looking at tall ships. We actually rented a tall ship for the first 3 years of the Jubilee Sailing Trust and tried to adapt it, so put a wheelchair lift in and that sort of thing. And it became abundantly clear that you really have to build something. If you picture in your mind's eye all of those old sort of naval military movies where a chap will walk along a corridor and he'll go through a little oval bulkhead and step through this big a big step onto the other side and then closes the door with one of those big wheels, then if you've got to step over something, that makes whatever's behind that door inaccessible to somebody who's in a wheelchair. So, for instance, all of those bulkheads in Tenacious, they still exist, but they're electric, flat floor, big steel doors that can shut. But they're flat so that somebody who's in a wheelchair can go straight through that door. So the entire ship is accessible to them. So they're not there to watch the able-bodied people on the crew sail the ship. They are there to sail the ship.
Peter,
just like everybody else.
I imagine it is incredibly in high demand for people who want to get on board and actually part of a voyage. Is there any way people can still get involved?
Yes. I'd love to say it was in very, very high demand and I've got a queue. Sadly, that's not the case.
Oh.
It's been a case of trying to raise the profile so that people are aware of us. We actually still have berths available on this Sydney to Melbourne voyage and some still available on the Melbourne round trip. So anybody who actually wants to come sailing, just give us a ring. Send us an email, look us up on our website, which is www.jst.org.au, or email me at info@jst.org.au, so it's Jubilee Sailing Trust. You get a voyage of 9 days, exciting ocean sailing, hopefully the wind playing in the right direction, so we'll get all 21 sails set and you'll be sailing just like the travellers of yesteryear, under square-rigged sails. We are talking about the largest operating wooden vessel in the world. And anybody that wants to sort of get themselves to feel comfortable about it, she's actually berthed at the National Maritime Museum in Darling Harbour, down in Pyrmont at the moment. She'll be open to the public today and tomorrow, a couple of hours in the morning, a couple of hours in the afternoon, so you need to be reasonably quick. But come down and visit us and have a look. And then just simply jump on board and, you know, book up and come on a voyage.
It sounds like a lot of fun, Peter. We will have to leave it there, unfortunately. But thank you so much. We'll make sure there's links up to the Jubilee Sailing Trust on the 2SCR.com website. Best of luck with the voyage.
Nick, thank you very much for giving me the time.
It's an absolute pleasure. Peter Mitchell there. He is the Pacific Regional Manager of the Jubilee Sailing Trust charity organisation. They're taking the Tenacious, 65 metres of classic wooden ship, on their way down to Melbourne very, very soon.